We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning 5 lines from the top of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph by the 2 dots. We are continuing the halachas of different ways to explain people's language when they say something at Lashon Chalukah. So the Gemara says like this: Pshita Omar Yachloik Ploini Benichsai. The Pashup Shad, like the Rashbam says, to one Shchiv Mira, or any person Mechalak Nechosov, and he says, I'm giving that person half of my Nechosim. The halach is that you give him palga, half of his nechosim. But if he says, tnu chelek l'ploini, give my friend a portion, give that person Ruvain a portion of a nechsai from my nechosim, my. What's the halach? Zok Rashbam, tut stodemar, does it mean to give half, a chalukah is lost on a half, or it means a chelek that's royu for that person, and Bezin has to figure out what's royu. That's the Gemara Shailam. I say chelek, what do I mean? Half, or I mean a chelek haroyu. Omar Avina bar Kisi, Toshima, we have a braisa, a following discussion. You say, a shchimira, or someone's giving away his nechosim, says, I want to give that person a chelik in this bar, in this water cistern, this ditch that has water in it. It's not less than a revia, which means that when you split a bar, so the shaila is, I'm giving half the bar, or am I giving only amount that's needed for drinking? How much is drinking for a behemoth, for example? How much is needed for a behemoth? That's the question. So the suffix is it half a bar, or it's just a small amount, like a revius? Is that enough? That's the question. See, here, that's the question, what he means. That's what he means. Does it mean half a bar? Or he means a chelik that's roya for something, which is a revius. So there, since it's a suffix, so what's the chaluka point between a half and a mashu? It's a quarter, but it's a little more than a quarter, because for sure you're getting a chelik haroy, which is a revius. So the suffix is between the revius and the half. That's the suffix. Do you get half or you get a revius? So in between that is a little more than a quarter. So Simcha says, ein pachos merevia. L'chavis, if you said that I'm selling you a chelik in the bar for to fill up a chavis, which means to feed your behemoths, that's what it means. Before we were talking about to lashkoi sadeisa, like the mashka, the fields. Here we're talking about to feed the behemoths, so it's less of a shear. So here's the different suffix, because is the sad. So here, by the chavis, ain't pachos for shvinis, because the tzad of that it would be splitting it with him would mean you're splitting a shear that goes for a chavis. A chavis is a half a bar, and if I split that with you, then it comes out to a revia. So even if I split it to you, if the most you're getting is a quarter, and a half of a quarter is an eighth. So therefore, it's a suffix, do you get a mashu, or do you get a quarter? Therefore, you're only less than an eighth. Remember, the chavis means a half a bar is total chavis. I'm giving you a chelik of that, a half of that, which is either means half of that, which means a revia, a quarter, or it means a mashu. So the chalukah between a quarter and a mashu is an eighth. That's the half amount between a quarter and nothing is an eighth. So it's not pachos v'shminis. Likadera. If I say I'm giving you for a kadera, which means water to fix up your food, l'maychel. So a kadera usually is a third. It's usually a third of a bar. And half a third is a sixth. Half a third is a sixth. So even if I give you a half, I'll only be giving you a sixth. Now, if it's a sixth, that's the most I'll be giving you, and the least is a mashu. So the difference between a sixth and nothing is a twelfth. So ein pachos yumibes. Litviach, if I told you I'm selling you a bar, to give you a litviach, that means a small amount just for drinking. So then, that the whole entire amount of litviach is an eighth. If I give you a half of that, the whole entire amount is a quarter. And if I give you half of that is an eighth. And here it's a suffix, either nothing or an eighth. The halfway point between those two is 1/16. So it's always doing math. So basically, what comes out over here is that when you say a chalukah, it's really a suffix. Do you mean half? Or do you mean a chelik haroyu? So it's really a suffix. And therefore, Simcha says, you give the half amount in between that. So the same thing about us also. If you say, tnu chelik l'plein v'nichzai, so therefore you'll take a little more than a quarter, because I'm not sure if you mean a half, or if you mean a small amount, or the minimum amount. So therefore, the in-between is a quarter, and you'll get a quarter. That's the halacha, you get a quarter. So I'm going to write Torah about it. Ben Levi, Shemach HaSod L'Yisrael. a Ben Levi that sold a field to Yisrael. It could be anyone, actually, but the normal case, we'll see in a second what he said, makes sense by a Levi. So a Levi is selling a property to Yisrael. Amalai, he makes a tanai with him. Amanas, Shembaisa Rishon Shaloi. We know that every person has to take off Maisa Rishon, and it goes to the Levi. So here, the Levi is selling a field, and he tells the Yisrael, look, you anyway have to give Maisa Rishon. It doesn't cost you any money to give it to me. It's like Zen Nana Vazela Chasa. Just give it to me. And I'm making it tonight. The sale only works if you give me Maisa Rishon Shali. You give me the Maisa Rishon. The halacha is Maisa Rishon Shalai. The Maisa Rishon belongs to you. And we'll see in the Gemara in a second. The Gemara is going to ask, it's Ein Makne Dova Shalai Baloilam. Betzem, how could I tell you I'm going to give you the Maisa? It's not Makne Dova Shalaiolam. That's what the Gemara asks. And the Gemara's going to answer that he made a shear in the karka. He left over some of the karka, klape the meiser. The part of the karka that has the meiser belongs to me. That's what you're going to say. I left over some of the karka for me, and that goes to me. Whatever meiser grows, it goes to me, the Levi. Now, response speaks out. It could have been talking about a Ben Yisrael that sold it. And he said, I want to retain my rights to give the Maaser Rishon to whoever I want, but it's more Mestaver, it's more Ben Levi, that's what the Gemara says Ben Levi. So what's the halacha here? That he gets all the Maaser Rishon because it's like a shear in the karka. Vim Omar li v'levonai, if he says, I'm leaving over this karka for me and my children, then my children also have to give Maaser Rishon to. So Mace, Yitin Levonov. If he dies, it goes to the children. And responds Medayik, obviously, that if he doesn't say this, then once he dies, it does not go to his children. You can tell me, Lemaisa, it's mine. I retained that bailus in the karak when I sold it. The seller retained that bailus in order to get the Maaser Rishon, so why can't it go to his children? So the Rashbam explains, because when it comes to a Yitin Levonov, we say it's enough if it only goes for him, not for his children. Like if you look at the Rashbam, Yitin Levonov Achrov, look at the Rashbam, Avim Loi Pirish Kain, Eni Mairish Dovazes Chus Levonov. The Kivin Dabashim Yitin Levonov, who then read on, Lekamon, the Shayim Mokim Meiser, Dailon, which is enough, if Ehani Yatura Lamai the Pirish Lassmai. It's enough only for himself. Another halacha. Vim Omar Loi, if he says to him, Kozman Shasoda Zubi Yodcha, then I'm retaining the rights to the Maaser Rishon. That's the Levi says when he sells it. Kozman, you have it, I'm retaining the rights. So then the halacha is, Machra v'chazav halacha, if that fellow, that Israel, sold it and bought it back, ain't like a lot of plum. He doesn't have to give anything to the Levi anymore. Because once it's sold, it's over. Now, the Gemara has a question. Am I? Ain't no the Makdavish of Oilam. I understand what's the, how can you do such a thing? How can I sell your karka? We more than know it's dinner of Shir yet. That the Mishai or something left something over. I sold you a piece of karka, and I'm saying I'm gonna ask that I get the Maaser Rishon. How do you do that? He doesn't have the Maaser Rishon yet. So Gemara answers: Kivin the Amalei Almanas Shemaaser Rishon Shali, and it doesn't make sense any other way. So therefore, we taicha means Shiyurei Shari Lamokei Maaser, which means like the Rashbam explains that we don't want to say he's saying nothing. We don't want to say a person says a tanai for nothing, and therefore we taicha what he means to say is that I'm leaving over Bailas in the karka that the Maaser Rishon is mine. The Rishonim actually asks that L'chayro, then how does it work? How does that Maaser Rishon work? If that property under the Maaser Rishon belongs to the Levi, so how could the Yisrael use that as Maaser Rishon for his property? It doesn't belong to him. So they say it's a whole stick of Torah. Really, it belongs to the Levi. But Klape taking off Maaser, for that it belongs to the Lekeach, that much does belong to the Lekeach, and it's a whole like, it works with Breira and all different things, that it works, that it will work, the Maaser will work, and also it's considered a Shear, that which means a Shear means he's leaving over something in the Mechira. When he sells it, that's selling completely to you, he's leaving over some part of it, still belongs to me, the Levi still belongs to me. Omer HaShlokesh, Zoyse Meres, we see from this halacha that we're saying, when you say Amanas, you mean to be Mishai, even though it's not Pasha Pshah in the words, but we know Pshah in the words, so we teach that it means that you're leaving over, it doesn't mean I'm just giving you my solution, I'm leaving over a bailus in the karka. So you see from here, so he says, you sell a house to your friend, and you tell the friend, Amanas Shidiyuta Halyoyna Shali. I say, Amanas, that the roof is mine. The halach is, Diyuta Halyoyna Shali. The Diyuta Halyoyna belongs to you. Now, because we have a dash and extra words here. So if you say those words, it means he's been Mashiach something for himself. Now, the question is that L'chaira, the question is that, like Mara asked, my Hilchasa, what's in Egeya? Doesn't the roof anyway belong to the Baal HaBayis who sells, like we saw in the first Mishnah, that if you sell, the Mishnah says, HaMeichas HaBayis LeMocha Yitzia, and it says, V'loyas HaChedev, V'loyas HaGag. You didn't sell the Gag. So why do you need over here at Tanai to say, Amanas Shaduta HaYoyino Shali? Why do you have to say that? I'm saying, Rabbi Shlokos is saying, is Zoy Samari, see from here, this, that the Amanas has to mean something, it means this. But Lamai said, what do you need it for? Anyway, it belongs to you, the roof. What's an Egeya? On top of Samach Gimal Beis, Lamai Hilchasa, what's an Egeya that the roof belongs to you, it belongs to you anyway? So more than I have two pshatim, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Rav Zvid Amar, Shem Rotsa Lohoitzi Ba'azizi Maitzi. The Tanai works that now, the top floor, that top roof will belong to him so much so that he even could stick out zizim, these beams could stick out of the roof over the chotzer of the lekech. Lekech brought the property, the house, with the chotzer in front of it, and now he has these zizim hanging out into his ear space. So without the tanai, you wouldn't be able to do that. Good, the moicha retains for himself the roof, but he wouldn't have enough rights that he could stick out zizim from the roof. Kamashbon, this tanai that amnasha tehei diyota yonishali legamri las vechefzi, like the Rashbam says, af lohoitzi men azizim kimetchila koyim shemachadlof. I'm retaining full resource over that. Keilu, I own it right now, and therefore I can stick it out. And avada, the same halacha be also like the Rashbam speaks there. Dafka hu av benoy elon resource, because it's only coming from the yitur loshon, like the Rashbam explains. Anytime it's yitur loshon, it's only for you, not for your children. Papa Amar, the Tanai that made the roof yours was Negeya for what? Shem Rotza Livron Aliyah Al Gaba Boina. If he wants to build Aliyah Al Gaba, he could build. Now, what's the Chiddush of that? So you need the Rashbam to explain this. Papa Amar, Kuli Hai Lo Yahani Tanai L'Shayim Mokoyim Hamashim Mokoy L'Hochiyah Tanai Amyutur. Shem Rotza Livron Aliyah Duta Zuim Tipol Al Gaba of Shalabai is Boina. Which means, if the roof falls in, I can rebuild it. Because maybe when I sell a guy a house, I keep the roof for myself. Once the roof falls down, his house is not meshubed to let you build the roof, rebuild the roof so you should have a place to be. Kamashba on this tanai, that if it falls in, I could rebuild that roof. And the Rashbam goes into the discussion in the sugya and a bayis v'aliyah and the baba metziah. Do you build a, rebuild aliyah, not rebuild aliyah? And he says that here, this is like I was meshabed the bayis. When I say those words, ke'ilu I was meshabed the bayis. And therefore, you could rebuild the Aliyah. And the Rashbam speaks out, the Rav Zvid holds, that it only works for Hatzah Zizim. But the Loyla had the bottom, but he can't build it again. Because Hatzah Zizim, there he has a Havamina, when he makes the Tanai, he means that. But if the roof's going to fall down, if rebuild the roof, it's not in his mindset. And therefore, Rav Zvid would argue on this, actually. So Rav Zvid says that the Chiddush, the extra words, Amnas, the Shalai, is Negeya, that you could stick out Yizizim from the roof. My Papa says, Negeya, that if it falls in, I could rebuild it. That's the Rashbam learns. So Moses Bishlom the Razvid, Hang Tan Zoysameris. Fear of Zvid, it's a whole Zoysameris. So Shlok says, Zoysameris, now that we said the halacha by Meiser, that the Ben Levi can Mashiach something from himself, so you learn this out also. Why? What's the Sadat Shavah between both of them? The Tanai gives you something that was not even in your words. I was buying a house, and now all of a sudden I'm getting zizim. So it's no shaykhis. Same thing, I was buying a field, and all of a sudden I was buying a field, and I said, I want my meiser. All of a sudden from saying I want my meiser, we say it means a field, which is not the same thing as meiser. It's like an extra thing. But the kasha is on Fira Papa, it's not a meiser zizim eris. He taka said that. Amnas tehe adyuta shali. Adyuta means the top floor, means the gag. I said the gag's going to be mine. So you don't need a whole zizim eris. You don't, like the response, you don't have to learn that from that member of Meiser Rishon of a Levi. You can learn that from the Mishnayos that say about a derech, yes derech, not derech. There's a lot of other ways where you see it. You don't have to come with the Zeis Ameris, because our Papa's Chiddush is not Shabbat Chiddush, because it licked in the words. The words of Amnas Yerushalayim fit into the words. Mashenkin, Amnas Yerushalayim to mean Zizim, that doesn't fit. That's a bigger Chiddush. That's a new Zeis Ameris. You have to learn out from Meiser Rishon. Mashenkin, if you're a Papa, you don't have to learn out. Mara says, Kasha. The question is, what was Meiser Ameris? Mara says, it's Taka Kasha.